Last weekend, one of the biggest tourist draws of the year, the Kimball Arts Festival, coincided with another event that also brings 20,000 people to town, the Park City Extreme Cup Soccer Tournament, and several smaller events like the Jupiter Peak Steeplechase and various Deer Valley concerts. Given the fact that tourism drives our economy, it's good for business. But with more congestion and crowds, at what point does it take an undue toll on residents? Park City Manager Diane Foster says at this point, City Council has decided the current direction is still a good one.
About 3 weeks ago, event staff went back to City Council and had a straight-up policy discussion about here are the number of events, here's when they're happening, here's how many event days. And at that time, Council did not want to make any changes to the policy at that time.
She says it's a fine balance, and when the city officials do hear from residents concerned about events, they are listening.
So, for example, last week we heard from some folks who live near the North 40, and we're going to be meeting with them about the impact of events as well as construction staging. Events are one of our big economic drivers right now. So I think if council wants, so the staff is going to be meeting with the folks on the North 40, but if council wants to call that back up, they can do that at any point. If there is a concern about we have too many events,
the city may face the need to what Foster calls shape events instead of limit them. And part of that is to guide residents to help ease the burden by also doing things like taking the bus, just like the tourists. She gives the example of last weekend at Arts Festival.
Just the difference between traffic on Friday and Saturday. Friday night's a locals' night. Saturday, huge number of visitors, much more than we had on Friday, but traffic was easier on Saturday than it was on Friday. And I think we know for a fact that visitors, as a percentage, ride the bus more than locals. And visitors, when they're here, there are a lot more of them than there are residents.
But Foster agrees that taking the bus must be efficient, especially for locals to do it. But if we don't take the bus, we will see some changes, she says, to parking limits in Old Town.
But we've actually been hitting capacity on parking again on the weekend. So we really do need to do that. If we're not able to do that, then the HPCA, the Historic Park City Alliance, has committed to looking at what are the next things. And then we're going to be looking specifically at that 6-hour parking limit that was extended, possibly going back to 4. There are other some more kind of more enforcement type versus some opportunity. So I do think if you are an employee, and particularly if you work at night in the Main Street core, please do take the bus.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster. Council meets Thursday in work session beginning at 4:15 p.m. Included in the agenda are two events for approval that are in the shoulder season: the revival of Autumn Aloft in September, and in October, a North Face Extreme Challenge running event. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.